Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. I imagine Samson is a big man, which is why my series is titled The Strong Man. He's a young man looking for a wife, only I think he's very interested in a young lady who will not fit into the Jewish community. So step into my story and find out who he has picked. Samson, now a grown man, walked over to the town of Timnah in Philistine territory and found a girl that caught his eye. He told his father that this is the girl he wanted to marry, but his parents were very upset that he would even consider marrying outside of the Jewish community. He insisted that he wanted to have this Philistine as a wife. One of his visits to Timnah, he encountered a lion. The lion came roaring at him to attack. Samson, now filled with the Holy Spirit, grabbed the lion and pulled it apart, killing it with his bare hands. He left the carcass kind of back out of the way in the woods. Later, when he passed by that point, he looked in on his lion friend. He noticed there were honeybees swarming all around the dead lion. After getting a little closer, he saw there was a honeybee hive filled with honey. Grabbing a chunk of the beehive, he ripped it out of the lion's carcass and took it home for his parents to eat. It was sweet and delicious, but Samson did not tell anyone where the honey had come from. Manoah, Samson's father, fulfilled his promise and arranged a marriage with a woman his son desired. They threw a feast down in Timnah, where the young lady lived, and brought 30 of their friends. Samson, a betting man, made a wager with a few of his wife's friends, and it was all about a riddle. The story of Samson and Delilah is a very famous story, one filled with twists and turns in the plot. Samson is about to tell a riddle, and when you hear it, I'm sure you'll know the answer, especially if you've heard my last story. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.